Ma'am, my name is Oscar. We are conducting a survey of youth as substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services, Behavioral Health Division. Your number was selected at random and we will not collect any identifying information about you. Your responses will be used to support efforts to help youth in your community, and a donation will be made to a local nonprofit if you complete the survey. Could you please tell me, is your age between 21 and 29, 30 or 49, 50 and 64, or over 65?
I'm sorry, I don't have the time right now to do the survey.
It's only a few minutes, ma'am, and your opinion is very important.
Okay. I would be between 20 and 30.
21 and 29?
Yep.
Is that correct?
29.
No,
yep,
well.
21 and 29, yep.
Very well. And what is your gender, please?
Female.
Thank you. First, I'm going to ask you some questions about how often do you see teens in your school district use certain substances? If you're not sure of an answer, just give your best guess. Note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. How often do you think that most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never, tried once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
What age group are we talking about specifically?
I only had to read the survey verbatim. It says only teens in your school district. That's the only description I get. I'm not supposed to add any further information to the survey.
Okay. Then I would go ahead and say them maybe tried once or twice.
Very well. Thank you. How often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form or concentrate in any form? Never tried once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Tried once or twice.
Once or twice, okay. Thank you. Let's move on. How often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Never tried once or twice, once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
We'll go ahead and say once or twice a year.
Once or twice a year, okay. Okay, we're going to, this is the bulk of the survey. After we did this battery of statements, we're pretty much done. So bear with me, please. Next, I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth as substance use in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one. If you don't agree or disagree, let me know. For each statement, I will also ask for your opinion about what most adults in your community think. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. First statement says, most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree?
Okay. Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
And would that be a strongly or just agree?
Disagree.
Very well. Just clarify to me if it's strongly or not. Either disagree, agree or disagree, so we move faster. Very well, ma'am. I believe adults who supply vape products to e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Agree or disagree, ma'am?
Disagree.
Disagree strongly or just disagree?
Just disagree.
Disagree. Thank you. Most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do. Agree or disagree?
Sorry, just for clarification, most adults think
most
that?
Most adults. No. It's your opinion. We're asking for your opinion if you think most
adults in your
community.
Yep. Okay, so it's most adults in my community
think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
I would just agree. Yep, agree.
I agree. Very well. Just agree. Thank you. Let's move on. Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Disagree. Just disagree.
Just disagree. Thank you. Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Oh.
Agree.
Strongly disagree.
Disagree. Strongly disagree?
Yep.
Very well. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Ooh. Disagree. Just disagree.
Just disagree. Yep. Very well. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Agree, just agree, right? Not as strongly.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Okay, parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Agree. Disagree.
Agree. Just agree. Very well. Yep. Parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Agree.
Just agree, right?
Yeah.
Not as strongly.
Yep.
Okay.
No. Yep.
Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do. Agree or disagree, man?
Disagree.
Very well. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree, okay. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree, okay. Most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth or other than their own children with alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Okay, thank you. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree. Just agree.
I just agree, all right. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree, all right. My community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree, okay. I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree? Okay.
Yep.
Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree, all right. Almost done, man. Almost there. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree, all right. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Agree. Just agree.
Just agree. All right. Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Okay. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Let's see where we are. Almost there, man. Couple more after this. Just a few more questions to close this, Kirby. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Agree.
Just agree, okay.
Agree. Yep.
My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Okay. Let's move on then. We are 85% now, so almost done, ma'am. I'm going to ask you some questions about how you yourself, use the following substances, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. How often do you drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never, tried once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, daily?
Once a week.
Once a week, okay. How often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form other than medical marijuana prescribed by your doctor? Never, tried once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, daily?
Tried once or twice.
Tried once or twice, all right. How often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Never, tried once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Tried once or twice.
Tried once or twice, all right. Now, just a few final questions for you, ma'am. Thank you for your time. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard messages or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Never, a few times this school year, a few times a month, a few times a week, every day, or almost every day?
A few times this school year.
A few times this school year, very well. How would you describe yourself? American Indian or Alaskan Native, Asian, South Asian, Asian American, Black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, or white?
White.
White. Thank you, ma'am. Let's move on. As a token of our appreciation, the Substance Prevention, Education, and Action Coalition will donate $5 for each complete survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization you would like our coalition to donate to on your behalf. Would it be the Rangers Supporting Rangers, Community Scholarship Foundation, or Forest Lake Family Pathway?
Let's do the Forest Lake Family Pathways.
Okay, very well. Thank you so much. This concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you so much for your participation and your time.
Awesome. Thank you.
Most kind of you. Have a nice day.
Mm-hmm. You too. Bye.